Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the Nafshech and Merch and Rochel, Bechotzel Vasaydeyem, he and his entire family. We're continuing our series of Shi'urim in the Torah of the Tzadik of Ranana, Vahimi Kech Nasayim Yamim Uparach Olem, Vani Shamati Alech Lemur Tishmach Olam Luftor. So we have the dream of Paro. Paro says he hears that Yosef can interpret dreams. And Yosef answers, Biladai, Elokim Yanis, Shalom Paro. It's Hashem who interprets dreams. He interprets, and then he says, Paro should appoint somebody, a wise man, to run the show and make sure that there's enough grain that's saved up for the future. It says, Nemedel Shraba, Rashi Peites Osalef, Ahimi Ketz, Ksiv Ketz Sam Lachoshech. Bahimi Ketz was at the end. The pasuk says, an end was put to the darkness. Manitan the Yosef, Kamashanim Yasev, Afel, Vesa Sur, and Kevin Chigia Ketz. Miyaru paro cholem, shenhamar, shrei gevesher, sam Hashem miftacho, ze Yosef, lo panel rahab misate chazov, ze Sarah Mashkin. Adesham amar Sarah Mashkin, zkartani vizkartani, nisvasif lo shteshanim, veves haasurim. So the Medrash says that Hashem quotes the pasuk, vahimikates, it was at the end, Hashem put an end to the darkness. There was a time given for Yosef, how many years he's going to be in the darkness, in jail, the dungeon, the pit. And when the time of the end came, immediately, Uparo Cholem, and Paro dreamed. As it says in the pasuk, fortunate is the man that puts in Hashem his faith. That's Yosef. And he doesn't turn to the sorcerers, to false future sayers, soothsayers, whatever it may be. He doesn't turn to them, he only turns to Hashem. Zeh Sarah Mashkim. That's the Sarah Mashkim. Since Yosef said to the Sarah Mashkim to remember me twice, he's two Lashonas, Sachani, Vatani, Vizkartani, he had to spend two more years in jail. So we have to understand that L'chor, the Medrash contradicts itself. Originally, the Medrash parts against Kate Sam L'choshech about Yosef. Kadosh Baruch Hu has a set time that Yosef is supposed to sit in jail. And then, so when the time came, Paro had his dream. But then the Medrash says, no, really Yosef was supposed to have 10 years. And because he asked the Sarah Mashkim to remember him, two more years were added. So which one is it? Yosef has 10 years, then 10 is out. And if he doesn't, then why are you saying that he was there for the set time? He wasn't. So the Arizal writes in the Sefer Pri Eitz Chaim, in the name of the Sefer Yetzirah, that Hashem Baruch Hu is manning his world with two types of anhagos. There's anhaga b'derech ha-teva, the name of Elohim, Gematria ha-teva, 86, and that is mentioned in Maaseh Bereishis. And then there's the second way Hashem runs the world, anhaga nisis l'malam ha-teva, ha-idei shem havaya zelu ma-zeh, it's anhagas ha-teva mashpia Hashem Baruch Hu, ha-idei shtem seh mazolos shabit heva. Anhaga nisis mashpia Hashem Baruch Hu, ha-idei yud beiz gvuli ha-lachsun shabit kedusha. You have these 12 astrological signs. That's Hanagas HaTeva. And Nisis is the famous 12 sides of the, or 12 corners of the Alachson Sheva Kedusha. And Am Yisrael, who is 12 Shvatim, and the Jewish people, through their tefillah, are mamshech l'hanhaga nisis. They draw on themselves the hanhaga nisis, the Jewish people, through their tefillahs, that bring down the hanhaga of the Yud Beis Gvulei Alachson, which is the 12 ways of Iskalus Hamido Zemizeh, that are created from the different points of, you have Arba Ruchos, you have four directions, north, south, east, west, up and down, that's six. And there are 12 points of meeting between these six Nekudos. In the Mela, you have the Yud Beis Gvulei Alachson. The six midos are chesed is south, the home, gvura is the north, safon, Tiferes is east, Yesod is west, Netzach is high, and Hod is below. So the Iskalus of these Sheish Midos are in such a way that all two extremes that are next to each other are included in each other. In other words, you have a room, for example, that has four walls and a ceiling and a floor. So those are the six Ktzavot. And every wall meets the ceiling. So those are the four Ktzavot. Drom Ma'ala, Tzvon Ma'ala, in other words, the higher south and the higher north. That's four. And every kir, every wall, meets the floor. Another four sides. Drom Mata, Tzvon Mata, south and the bottom, north and the bottom. Every wall meets another wall. That's another four. Tzfon Mizrach, in other words, you have northeast, you have southwest, so the Sach HaKol, these six sides, north, north, south, east, west, up, down, create 12 sides, 12 alachsonim. You have these 12 angles. So that, again, when we daven, we learn Torah, we do Ma'asim Tovim, so we go into the 12 gates of Tefillah, and then we're Mamshech, we draw down the Haganesis of the Yud Beis Gvulei Alachson, these 12 points of connection, and we bring Nisim Neflos Mi'ala Teva. So Yosef HaTzadik was Bechina Tzadik Yisod Olam. He was a Tzinor Hashpar to the world, through which all the Shefa and Tov and Bracha came down. So he had to be Sovon Mesiomas, like it says in Medrash Rabbah. Amar Yosef, Parsha Pezayin, Nostalit, Aben Isnasev, Isken Isnasev, Anin Isnasev, Itmiya. My father had Nisyanis, my Zaydi had Nisyanis, I'm not going to have Nisyanis. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Chayecha Shanim, and Seos Chay Yosef Mehem, you're going to have more than they have. The meaning is that being in jail by tzaddikim is a spiritual nisayon. The Shari Kedusha are closed off, and they become like an Ish Pashit, like the Gaon HaKadosh, Rabbi Yaakov Mordechai, Mibul Gorei, writes in the Pasuk, Vayaris HaMakom Yerochot, Bereishis 22:4, by the Akedah, that Avraham Avinu, they took all the Madregas from him. And he saw Hashem, who was called Makom Merachok. He was like an Ish Pashit. And nevertheless, he was Omid Bin Isayon. So he had to elevate himself above that. Above the, even though he was an Ish Pashit, he still had to pass the Nisayon. Chayin Kol Abateinu HaKadoshim, Yeshua B'Ma'asar, Avraham sat in jail. Says in the Medrash Yalkut Shimoni, Lech Lecha Remes Samaches, he was in jail for 10 years. Yitzchak was at home in jail. Kaluvi Yoshev Babai. Yaakov by Lavan was like in jail. And he ran away because the Yalvin wouldn't stop, let him leave. And now it's time for Yosef to be in jail. Makom Tumak Mitzrayim, it's called Erbas Aretz, the Hefech Midah of Yosef. Boded me Aviv Me'achav HaKadoshim. And Gam Sharek Dushan is Gerumi Men, who Tzrach Liagea. So the Shari Kedusha wasn't only a physical test, it was a spiritual test. The gates of the Kedusha were sealed off. And he had to be mityagea, to be mivar for himself in jail. 10 years, can I get Esther Ma'amaris, Esther Ma'etzer Nisyonos, Avraham Avinu, Aser Sadibros. 10 utterances the world was created with, 10 commandments, 10 years of Avraham Avinu, 10 Nisyonos of Avraham Avinu, he had 10 years in jail. So really, originally, he was only supposed to have 10 years. But he added unto himself another 2 years. Because he had a different Nisan than Nisan of the Avos. Shatabiz Mano Yaldu B'Yud Bet Shvatim. V'Hira Bo'olam Kedushat Yud Bet Shiftei Kas. And now the 12 Shvatim are around. And Yosef wanted to be Mavari, wanted to purify, elevate his brothers as well, the Yud Bet, all the Yud Bet Shvatim together. So he was masking to stay in jail 12 years, can I get Yud Bet Shvatim? in order that the Anhaga Lidoros, God should guide us for all the generations, with 12 Gvulei Alachson that we spoke about, Anhaga of Nisim and Aflos above nature. And that's Omek Divrei Chazal. Ashrei HaGever Asher Yiftach Bashem. Fortunate is the man who has bitachon in Hashem, that he was Boteach, he had faith, trust, that even Anhagas HaTeva will be a nace from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'no panal ra'avim, ha'idei shebedavka ma'al l'sar u'mishkim z'zachartani v'zkartani. He didn't turn. That was the beginning of the pasuk. Seems like he's believed in God. And then the end of the drash at the end of the pasuk is that no, because he spoke to the Sar u'mishkim, he asked to remember me, so he had 2 years added. No, that's part of his bitachon. He wanted 2 more years, so he wanted to be mevarer these 2 more madrigas. And the Mela, 12 years, connected 12 Shabbatim. And you bring down an Haganesis. You bring down this miracle, these miracles. And the explanation is that Yosef was Choshes Nishar HaMashkim. Shemerov hit pa'aluto. Kashir Yeresha Pitaron hit Kayem. Bimiduyak. Vyelech v'yespor et kol, yisaper et kol anyan achalom. Yosef was Choshes, that when he sees that the Pitaron is exact, he's going to go and he's going to tell the dream to Paro. And Yosef is going to be free from jail. Because Anshei Chachma, all these magical people who did magic, who knew tricks, who were smart, they had derech eretz for them in Mitzrayim. Therefore, b'mechuvan, Yosef said to the Sar HaMashkim, "Zchartani v'hizkartani," because he knew the godel rishus of the Sar HaMashkim, the kfius tova, the ingratitude he would have. Not only is he not going to save him, he's going to try to forget him, like it says in the Medrash Rabbah, Parshas Peches, and Rashi, the Ma'aseh Kehuna, that he tried to forget Yosef. And that's the Medrash, Asher HaGever, Sher Sam Hashem Miftach, Ozeh Yosef, Lo Panud Lo Misotei Chozev, Zeh Sar HaMashkim, Yosef Zechartani Vizkartani, got 2 more years. In other words, he said these 2 words to the Sar HaMashkim, that the Sar HaMashkim should work to forget him. Yosef knew, all you can say, remember me, it's going to work to forget him. And this way he's going to get 2 more years in jail, and he's going to bring down the Yud Beis, Hanhag of Yud Beis, Hanhag of 12. Because the Chor Yosef contradicts himself. He said, "Sapuna li." He didn't say anything about Hashem. Only by Paro he said about Hashem, but not by the Sar Mashkin, Sar Ofen. Not only that, he said to the Sar Mashkin, "Remember me." Like he was waiting for this moment. And now when the time comes, he says, "Nah, it's not me." So if it's not me, so then he can be sent right back to jail. It says in the Medrash HaGadol that Paro would dream every night the same dreams. Meshech Shnataim. 2 whole years. And then in the morning he would forget them. And that morning he remembered, and therefore it says, "Paro Cholem, Lashon Hoveh." Should have said, "Chalam." The answer is that for 2 years he was dreaming the same dreams. And they were forgotten. But this time he remembered. So he says Cholem, because now, after in the present, he remembered the dream. In the Sefer Likutei Torah, at the beginning of Vayeshev, it says, Yosef Tzadik Yisod Olam, Bechinas Yisod Sinor, Kol HaShpoz come through Yosef. And therefore, he'll Gishu, Kol Inyan Od Kodim Paro. In Meshach Shnataim, he was in jail. They showed him the Chalom Paro and the Pitaron Benevuah, like it says in Medrash Tanchuma. That Paro wanted to check Yosef, so he made changes in the dream. And Yosef said, "No, that's not what you dreamed." And he corrected him. The Chartumei Mitzrayim lo rotzu lamshich et Pitaron HaChalamot mitzad HaKdusha. They wanted to bring down the Pitaron HaChalamot mitzad HaSitra Achra. Like it says in Masechet Avodah Zarah, Gavei Bilam Shetimei Atzma Vatono, Kachet Zal HaChatumim, Nidbeku Bahem Kochot HaTumah, V'yu Modiim Lahem Kol Ma Sheshamu Me'achrei HaPargod. They wanted to bring down the solution from the dark side. Hashem made two sides, the holy and the dark side. It says in Maseches Sanhedrin and Vav and Beis Lemor is Gilei Arayos. The power said to Yosef, "Shemati Alecha Lemor." If you bring down the power to interpret dreams from the Kochas Atuma, and therefore Tishma, you should hear from behind the curtain, Chalom Leftoroto, to interpret the dream. And Yosef said, "No, but Ladai, I don't come from the Tzad Atuma. Elokim Yaneh Shalom Parot from the Tzad Kedusha, not from the Tzad Atuma." What's Hanukkah? They overcame them and they checked and they only found one pach of shemen that had the seal of the Kohen Gadol. And there's only enough to light one day. And an ace happened, and they lit 8 days. Next year, they were koveya to make these days Yom Tov and Behalav Ha'idah. So we have to understand why the Chachamim want to make a Zechel and Nitzpach Hashem with Lakas Neres Behalav Ha'idah. And not only Nitzachon Lamulchama, and Lachor is the Yikr Nase, Nisim Minaflos, like it says in the book of Josephus. And we mention our Tefillah, Rambam Miyadim, etc. So we can say that Rosh Chodesh Teves, Eschal Vesoch Chag HaChanukah, Kiyadua B'chol Chodesh, Sholet B'olam Tzeruf Acher, every month, has a different tseruf. Hashem Havaya Teves is the tseruf of Lashem Iti Unaromamash Shemo Gimel Otiyot HaRishonim Veli Nikudot V'Nikud Cholem She'alavav Nimtza Shehavaya Ze Kiminyan Lamed Vav. So the Sofei Tevos of Lashem Iti, Ramah Shmo, are Yud Kei Vav Kei in a different order, right? The Hey of Lashem is a Hey, and then Iti is a Yud. You have a Yud and then a Hey, and then another Hey, Ramah, and then a Vav. So every month has a different Sefer of the Yud Kei Vav Kei. So the Sefer of Yud Kei Vav Kei is what comes out of the Pasuk, Lashem Iti and Ramah Shmo. And somehow Rabbeinu gets to a Gematria of 36, and I don't know how. If anybody wants, they can explain that to me. And if you get to the 36, then you take the letters of Teves. So together, all together then, the 36 plus Teves, you get Zamat, Zayin Mem Tav, and that's Rosh Tevez, Zayin Menorah Tadlik, and also Rosh Tevez Ta'ir Mechoshech Zeh. So this the seven of the menorah you should light, or shine this darkness. In the Arizal, he writes, and also in the Zohar Chadash, Eichat Zadi Beis, that Yimei Chodesh Teves are the lowest of the year, Mipchina Ruchanit, because these are the months of Esav, Olav Gorol Shel Esav, and therefore we have the Zechel Pach HaShemen, La'irat HaOlam B'Chodesh Tevet, in the dark month of Teves, Bo'o Neirot Chanukah, the member of Neis Chanukah, and the school of Neis Chanukah is to light up even the dark places, even the Sitra Achra, Achetichel Regal and Ashuk Ragala Tarmadoi, those rebellious Tarmadoim, Rida. It's a remez to this nation, it's called Tarmadoi. A remez to the fact that even the Tarmadoim are no longer in the Shuk. You remove all the forces of evil. Imke Nerot Chanukah, Meirim Bachoshech. And they shine even for these Tarmadayim, who are cannibals. So even for them the light goes. So you light until they're gone, and when they're there, they still you shine even for them. And that's what it means. Ner Chanukah is small. It's even on the left side, the dark side. It lights even the dark sides. That's the power of Chanukah. says in Maseches Midas, in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a mechitza of Eitzim Dakim called a Soreg, and it was 10 tefachim high, and it surrounded the Chomus HaZor, Misviv LaHarabayis Mibifnim, in order to stop the Goyim from coming in. When the Yevanim went into the Heichal, they made 13 breaches in this wall to nullify the difference between us. In Keneged, we have 13 Ishtachavayos, we bowed 13 times. And that reminds us of the Nes of the Chashmonaim. In Peres Mishnayos, the Rambam says, when you get to one of these breaches, you bow down to Hashem and you thank Him for the fact that He destroyed Malchus Yavan. The explanation is that in Chanukah we say, we mentioned the Tzadik Hador. So Matisyahu understood that the Malchus Yavan made 13 pretzos. It's because they wanted to be Gov Magbir the Ruach Atuma, by negating the 13 midas of rachamim, and therefore they were metamei all the shmanim. They didn't pour them out, they contaminated them. So when we were victorious, there were 13 ishtachavayos that Matisyahu decreed. Because each time we bring back one of the yidikim midas rachamim, and therefore the 13 tevas in Birchas Hadlak of the Hadlik near Chanukah. We have the 13 traits of mercy. And in Hanukkah, there's a great ilui for the Shechina. It's very much elevated. It comes from the world of Bina. And not to say they're ishtalshelus in a miraculous way. The special light of the Yirgimus Rachamim is Pol Yeshuas Bekerav Aretz. It's called the Chof Dalet Kishutei Kala, the 24th Svarim of Tanakh, the 24 jewels of the Kala. And therefore the Shechina is called Kala, Milashan Klois, Nefesh, like it says in Shir HaShirim. That Shechina is called Kala. And the Shechina is Tadir Beklois Nefesh Lashem. And we are in danger, and we have klais nefesh. We hope to Hashem. And that's chus, He saves us. He's Paul Yeshuas. That the Shechina that's called Kala Miloshen Knos comes out to help him. And Kala is also Miloshen Kloyav Avadon, of destruction. So it's Paul Kloyav Oivav, when we have klais nefesh, when we hope, wait, to anticipate to Hashem. And Kayadua, they're also Yud Gimel Midas Shatar Nidreshes Behem, which is Mizakos and Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. So we should be Zoche and Harvos Blimit HaTorah B'Chanukah, and we should see Yeshua's Gedolos B'Yamim Mahim B'Zman HaZeh. Just as we saw then, we should see now. There's a story about the Rebbe, the Tzaddik of Ranana, that they once told him that people are figuring out when Mashiach is going to come. So he asked somebody who's close to him, he says, "No, was zogen the Chassidim, when kommt Mashiach? What do the Chassidim say? When is Mashiach going to come?" And the person didn't answer. And so the Rebbeinu, the Tzaddik of Ranana, said, "Good Jews don't make cheshbonos. We just wait with great anticipation for Mashiach to come. One of the Talmidei Chachamim, Migdolei HaTorah, Yeduim, once went to HaKodesh Pnima in Renana on Thursday of Parshas Baha'loischa to get a bracha. Kedarko, Tzadik Renana, said Divrei Torah in the Parsha. And the Tzadik of Renana said to him, you should know that this Chiddush is Shayach to me. I brought it down from Shemayim. So when this Talmud Chacham went home, after the Tzaddik Ranana said that, this Chiddush is Shayach to me, I brought it down from Shemayim. So he sees the Chiddush word for word in the Parish of the Netziv. And the Talmud Chacham couldn't understand. He knows that the Tzaddik always is very, very meduyak. He always says it as it is. So he couldn't understand what's going on. How could he say Torah that it's his Torah and then it's really the Netziv's Torah? So he went back and he asked him and he said, the Netziv says it. So the Tzaddik was smiling, the Tzaddik of Ranana, as if he knew a secret. And then the Talmud Chacham was begging him, please tell me. He said to him, you should know that I remember my previous Gogol. I was by the Netziv. And I said this Chiddush to him. And since I remember myself as if I'm a hemshech of my previous Gilgal, I remember my previous Gilgal so clearly. And I remember my previous Gilgal, I didn't care whether they said Divrei Torah in my name or not. Just like now, I don't care. So, at the end of this shtickle in the Netziv says he wrote it to me, Piyashmua. Piyashmua means me, he heard it from me. In my previous Gilgal, they just didn't say my name, and I don't care because I don't need them to say Divrei Torah in my name. So the Talmud Chacham was blown away by this revelation. No. So, Schus HaTzadikim, Yadzev, Yagam, Yeshia, and we should have all the brachas. Shalom, shalom.